We want to make sure that, you know, our producers are not put at a competitive disadvantage just because of fuel cost. And truck weights, it's always a big issue for us. We want to make sure that our animals are moved to those feed yards as fast as possible in the most safest manner. But at the same time, you know, the truck weight limits that are there now really discourage shipping, and it makes it very hard for our producers to compete. So under the last highway bill, Congress had authorized the U.S. Department of Transportation to conduct a study on truck weights and see if we have the infrastructure capable to deal with that, to handle it. And the DOT was supposed to conclude that study last fall, and they still haven't published anything. So we're working with Congress right now to make sure that that study gets published so we can look at it and see, you know, if indeed the U.S. has the ability to move forward with increasing truck weights in certain interstate corridors, or if there's other ways we need to look at addressing that situation. And another big transportation issue that we're working on is the 30-minute rest period. That was a big deal for us. NCBA, along with others, were able to secure a one-year exemption from the U.S. Department of Transportation for the 30-minute rest period. Under that regulation, every truck driver would have to pull over and take a 30-minute nap and not get out and check on the load or use bathrooms or anything like that. It was a government-mandated nap time in addition to everything else. Our concern was it can get pretty hot, especially on the side of the road. And the last thing we want is for our cows to be put in danger because of one regulation at DOT. So we've had to work with them, try to talk some common sense into them, put some common sense into safety laws. Obviously, we want to move those cows as safely and as quickly as possible. And we don't need DOT trying to make a one-size-fits-all rule that puts us in danger. So that exemption expires at the end of May. So we need DOT to act immediately to grant another exemption so that our producers aren't put in the predicament of whether the health and welfare of their animals is more important than having to comply with DOT regulation. So we need some common sense, and we need another exemption from that rule.
And he says it's very important for individual cattle producers to get involved and let their legislators know how this issue affects you and your operation.
We do our best to educate members of Congress and different agency officials on how these issues impact our folks back home. But the only way that really drives it home is for them to hear directly from you. And also, anytime there's a comment period for these rules, you need to speak up.